a final practice shot before heading out to face the real enemy. Every 14 days, more than 200 men pass through this training compound in Kandahar. In 2 weeks, they're expected to learn how to use a weapon and handle explosives, how to make arrests, and uphold the Afghan constitution. These young recruits say they're ready. We are not scared. It is my own country. We have to help. This is our country, and she's like our own mother. In the next 12 months, the government plans to deploy more than 11,000 auxiliary police. U.S. and Canadian forces at centers like this one will train them. Most will be stationed in 4 key southern provinces, including the Taliban's traditional strongholds in Kandahar and Helmand. These are the front lines for Afghanistan's young democracy fighting against the hardline Islamic Taliban insurgency. The National Army is stretched thin, and the police are the only security force in many isolated regions. Here in Kandahar, the police say they cannot cope with the surge in militant activity. Many local police units say they have less than half the equipment they need. Outmanned and outgunned, they're losing ground to Taliban extremists. President Hamid Karzai announced the new auxiliary police force in response to those concerns. The auxiliary police are supposed to reinforce regular units in the hardest hit areas. Sergeant Mark Davidson, the head police trainer at this base, talks about the relationship between the Afghan National Police Force, which he calls ANP, and the National Auxiliary Police, or ANAP.
It's very important that these ANAP get trained to an adequate level as soon as possible so that we can put them out with the ANP in a support position, doing the jobs that ANP would normally be doing, so that they would be free from more important tasks.
But there is mounting opposition to the new auxiliary force, which critics say is little more than a legalized militia. Many of the recruits used to work for local warlords. After just 2 weeks here, the question is, will the new policemen be more loyal to their former bosses or to the Afghan government based hundreds of kilometers away in Kabul? A second, more troubling concern arises from suspicions that Taliban members have infiltrated the new police force. American trainers say as many as 1 in 10 of the new recruits is a Taliban agent. General Nasrullah Zarifi is the senior Afghan official at the Kandahar training compound. He says, in fact, it's a good sign that the Taliban are joining the police. All of us call the insurgents our unhappy brothers. We want them to come and work with us. You can see in our parliament we work with former Taliban with no problem. We want to live together. Our doors are always open for them. Most new recruits are local men, and for many, this is their first job. Southern Afghanistan's unemployment rate is estimated at 40% or higher after decades of war and civil conflict. General Zarifi and other supporters of the new police force argue that without these jobs, the Taliban would almost certainly entice some of these young recruits into joining the insurgency. Even so, $70 a month from the government is hardly enough to support their families. The Taliban reportedly pays its fighters at least $200. And so the battle for hearts and minds continues, and the fight to secure southern Afghanistan has little end in sight. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Kandahar.